Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, August 19th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is more than 35,000. That's the number of Tesla superchargers around the world. The electric vehicle maker is looking to open up its charging network to drivers of other electric vehicles. The idea may not be a complete surprise. In November of 2021, Tesla introduced a pilot program in Europe which allowed non-Tesla vehicles to use its network. Now, the plan appears to be taking shape in the US. It's obvious why a non-Tesla driver would want to access Tesla's chargers. Tesla has one of the largest networks of fast chargers on Earth, and those fast chargers can deliver 50 or 100 miles of range in minutes. For Tesla, opening up its chargers would bring in extra revenue and make it easier to access federal funds earmarked for building EV charging infrastructure. More sales and lower capital costs amount to a pretty good deal. Of course, Tesla runs the risk of irritating Tesla drivers if charging stalls are all full of, say, Chevy Bolt EVs. That's a potential issue, but EV penetration is much higher in Europe than it is in the US, and overuse of chargers there didn't seem to be an issue during the European pilot program. It's hard to say how much revenue the change could bring in for Tesla. Goldman Sachs analyst Mark Delaney recently wrote that the opening up of the charging network could add $1 billion to $3 billion in sales in a few years. That revenue could add about 75 cents a share, or about a 3% boost to bottom line results. Tesla's stock finished down 0.4% on Thursday, while the S&P 500 gained 0.3%. The next number up is 40 million. That's how many people get their drinking water from the Colorado River Basin. But the Colorado is facing a crisis amid a 23-year mega drought across the American West. The basin's two enormous reservoirs, Lake Mead and Lake Powell, are less than 30% full. That threatens the livelihoods of people who rely on the basin as a source of drinking water, irrigation, and recreation, and puts billions of dollars at risk. To address the situation, on Tuesday, the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation announced new water cuts for Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico. Arizona will lose 21% of its annual supply of river water, Nevada will go without 8%, and Mexico loses 7% of the country's allotment. The parched conditions also put hydropower at risk. The Glen Canyon Dam's power plant relies on the water level at Lake Powell to generate power for the West's rapidly growing population. It's currently operating at below 60% capacity and would be forced to shut off if water levels drop further. The U.S. isn't alone in weathering the effects of a prolonged drought. Earlier in August, water levels on the Rhine River, Europe's second largest river, dropped so low that companies were forced to find alternatives for the freight they ferry up and down the river. That contributed to higher energy prices in Europe. Our last number is 7.8 million. That's how many Bed Bath & Beyond shares investor Ryan Cohen sold on Tuesday and Wednesday. That's according to an SEC filing made public after markets closed on Thursday. The number represents Cohen's entire stake in the retailer. According to Thursday's filing, Cohen sold the shares at average prices ranging from $18.68 to $29.22. Bed Bath & Beyond stock has been on a tear since retail traders piled into it, driving the stock's price up over 400% from lows reached just the previous month. Cohen, who's known for founding the online pet shop Chewy, was likely a reason for some of that optimism. Cohen became a favorite of investors on Reddit after jumping into the struggling retailer GameStop, which he now serves as chairman. Shares shot up on Tuesday following news that Cohen's venture capital firm, RC Ventures, had essentially bet on Bed Bath's stock to rise, buying call options on the stock. Bed Bath & Beyond shares finished down about 20% on Thursday, and continued to slide in after-hours trading. And that's Numbers by Barron's for August 19th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.